Too white? English women's soccer team criticized for having too many blonde and blue-eyed players. By Kurt Zindelka on August 21, 2023. The English Women's World Cup team has been blasted for being too full of blonde, blue-eyed players, as the establishment media continues to air openly racial attacks on the native population of the country. Following a heartbreaking 1-0 loss to Spain in Sunday's Women's World Cup, a panel discussion hosted by Sky News devolved into the topic of the supposed lack of diversity on the England squad rather than on the sport itself. During the segment, Wilfred Emmanuel Jones MBE, a Jamaican-born British farmer, said in response to a Daily Mirror newspaper cover featuring the members of the Lionesses, saying, "I don't want to pour boiling water on it, but it isn't that diverse. It really sticks out at you. They look blonde and blue-eyed. If it was the Men's World Cup, it would be very representative of the Britain that we're in and very, very diverse," he continued. "What jumps out at you is that this doesn't represent diverse Britain. It's all these blonde blue-eyed girls, and I wish them well. But I do think we need to ask ourselves questions about why it is that there is a lack of diversity. If you could have the men's team which is very, very diverse, why doesn't that translate to the women's team? While the England team is mostly white, it is not the case that there is no diversity on the squad, with forward Lauren James and defender Jess Carter having diverse heritage." The comments were reminiscent of those made by Bridgerton actress Adjoa Endo, who commented on national television during the coronation of King Charles, said that the monarch and the royal family as a whole were terribly white. The comments also came as it was revealed that far-left London Mayor Sadiq Khan's office had published a media guidance handbook that instructed staff that pictures of white families do not represent real Londoners. Emmanuel Jones's racially tinged diatribe drew backlash on social media, with black political commentator Chris Rose writing, "It's disappointing but predictable to see comments like this about the women's England team. Could it not be possible that the best have been chosen? Other countries have football teams with similar levels of diversity but aren't criticized for it. It is not the first time that England's women's team has been criticized in the legacy media for being too white. Last year, following a win over Norway in the UEFA European Women's Football Championship, BBC Sports presenter Ailey Barber, a white woman herself, criticized the lack of diversity on the team. She said, "An historic 8-goal victory for England last night as the Lionesses secured their place in the quarterfinals, but all starting 11 players and the 5 substitutes that came onto the pitch were all white, and that does point towards a lack of diversity in the women's game." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.